It's one of the most unusual environments for a political contest, but after bushfires and now a pandemic, many voters in the New South Wales federal seat of Eden Monaro say they just want certainty. After enduring so much, they're voting tomorrow in a by-election for a seat which spans from the south coast of New South Wales to the highest peak in Australia and right around the nation's capital. And it's held by Labor on a margin of less than 1%. Tom Lowry reports.
This weekend should be one of the busiest for Mick Klima's ski hire shop in Cooma, about an hour's drive north of the New South Wales snowfields. But instead, it's just about empty.
Yeah, never seen it this quiet. It's good in a way, but it's not good in other ways. Yeah, hopefully it will pick up, hopefully.
The ski industry has been taking a massive hit due to coronavirus, with resorts reducing capacity to comply with social distancing. Worse still, there's been hardly any snow falling so far this winter. Just about no one is hiring or buying skis right now.
In this industry, it'll probably take 2 to 3 years to get back to normal, back to get on track, you know. It's just not now. You've got to get through this part, but it's what I see down the track, which makes it just as difficult.
For businesses like Mick Klima's, the JobKeeper scheme has been a lifeline. Turnover might be down 70%, but his shop is fully staffed, with 150 employees running the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week operation to kit out the small numbers of tourists still bound for the slopes.
It's a great help, you know. The government's done a bloody good job.
JobKeeper's an issue both major parties are keen to discuss as they head into Saturday's Eden Monaro by-election. Here's Liberal candidate Fiona Kotvoyes.
What I've heard from people is how important JobKeeper has been. It's meant that businesses have been able to keep staff on. It's meant they've been able to keep their doors open.
But on local TV, Labor tells a different story.
If you think the Liberals should keep their promise and not take JobKeeper away from struggling local businesses so soon, the by-election is your chance to tell them so.
The financial package is due to end in September, with the government indicating there could be targeted support after that. Labor's candidate for the seat, Christy McBain, says businesses need more certainty.
They're not seeing a plan for what's going to happen after September. You know, snapping back after September is going to literally break the back of some of our small businesses.
Jeremy Maher is one of those grappling with what the next few months might bring. He's just bought a cafe in Cooma and admits it's been an unusual time to invest in a new business.
I guess you'd probably think so, but it's also probably worse to try to find a job. So figured just buy myself a job.
And when he goes into the polling booth on Saturday, he'll be thinking about which party's got a plan to lift the region's economy.
My mind is, I guess, stimulus beyond the end of September.
The opposition is also criticising the government for not releasing a Treasury review into JobKeeper until after tomorrow's by-election. Liberal candidate Fiona Kotvoyes says it will be detailed in good time.
The findings from the review will come out and other support will be provided to the specific industries where it's needed. And that's what we need. We need to get back on our feet as quickly as possible.
Liberal candidate Fiona Kotvoyes ending that report from Tom Lowry.